I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 5th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. They say March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb, and that's how we're going to start off the podcast this month. We're coming in strong with a lot of different material, so we don't want to waste too much time in the introduction. I'll get right into what we're going to start talking about. We have a new razor in the works. That's right, a new razor on a classic design, a very popular design with the vintage collectors, so you won't want to miss that. More information coming up on that in the future as well. Discussion of the week will be wet shaving literature. That's right, there is such a thing, wet shaving literature. There are some classic books and even a couple of modern books too that have come out recently. We'll talk about that as well. If you're a book reader, you won't want to miss this part of the show. Training tip of the week will be using a sponge when shaving with a straight razor. What does that even mean? Why would you use a sponge, and how do you use a sponge? We'll go over that as well. Our product review this week, we're going to talk about the company of Barrister & Mann, a little bit about their soaps, performance. I'm a big fan of their stuff. I think that they've done great jobs and leaps and bounds in the wet shaving industry and actually have been a leader amongst new releases and stuff. We'll talk about them as well. A giveaway sponsored by myself, Shave Straight and Safe, the blog site. Don't forget to check them out. Check us out for some new content coming up very shortly. March is the month for us. We'll talk about what's coming up on the cast and what's up with the cast. Is there some new stuff coming out or not? We'll talk about that as well, along with a product giveaway, and we'll also go over who won the contest last week as well. So without further ado, everyone, let's get on with the show. So there's a new adjustable razor in the works, and it's modeled by the very, very popular Gillette Toggle. That's right, guys, a new Toggle style razor is in the works. It's called JanusRazors.com. That's the website to check out. I was able to speak to Eric, the guy behind the project, and we talked on email a little bit. We're not ready. He's not really ready to go over what the dimensions, everything are yet. We're going to talk about that probably in a couple of months, but we're going to have a lot of content on this new razor because it is an actual concept that's very old, that's finally being brought back out. Now, I have a link to the website if you're interested in checking it out. So check out JanusRazors.com, and it shows the whole dimensions. It's all 3D like imaging and everything of what's coming out with this razor. And it's very, very similar, the operating mechanism and everything, to the actual Toggle. So the Gillette Toggle. So we're very interested in seeing this razor come out, hopefully in the next couple of months. We'll see a couple prototypes and everything like that. It's a very difficult design to replicate. If you think about it, there are many moving parts in the Toggle. And the Toggle, for a reason why it didn't really take off with the Gillette, was that it was very expensive to probably produce, right? I mean, the Toggle was $10 back in 1958 and 1960, when opposed to the Gillette Fat Boy or $195 adjustable, which it was called for the price, $1.95. So if you think about it, the Toggle was an expensive toy back in the day. And was replaced by a cheaper model that kind of did the same thing with a similar amount of moving parts. But the Toggle is definitely going to be, this new Toggle is going to be very interesting. This Janus razor is something that I will be watching and following up weekly, so I will keep you in the loop with what's going on with this actual piece of wet shaving art. So really cool. Hopefully this stuff gets taken off pretty soon. We see these prototypes in the market sooner than later. And I'm really excited to go over this with you guys. So look for it. JanusRazors.com, the new Toggle. All right, moving right along. We're going to talk about some wet shaving literature. That's right. Wet shaving literature. Joe, what are you talking about? That's probably what you're thinking. Believe it or not, if you're fairly new to wet shaving, there are many books out there regarding shaving. For wet shavers, there's probably about maybe 10 to 15 books that you can buy. A lot of them are reprinted on eBay. A lot of them are, you can buy a PDF or you can buy like an ebook or something like that. Or you can buy an actual, those old things that we used to pick up and read, those called paper books, right? A paperback or a hardcover book. Yeah, they still have those out too. You can get some of them too. Now, I've been very successful. First off, before I get into the actual books, I want to talk about how to get these books. I've been very successful getting these books on eBay or on Amazon used. Now, a lot of old libraries, they will sell their book collections. I've got a couple of old library books that I've gotten from all over the country looking for some wet shaving books, because I'm honestly a book reader. I try to read at least one book a month. As much as possible, I do read. And, I don't like to read ebooks. I don't like reading stuff off my phone, even though I have to. I don't like reading stuff off the computer, even though sometimes you require to, especially in school these days with a tablet or something. I like to physically pick up a book and read through the pages. For some reason, I absorb it better. I could see it better. I don't know why. I just enjoy it better. So I usually look for those. I actually, while doing this show this week, I actually purchased a new book, while I was researching it anyway. So I wanted to have, I actually had the ebook and I wanted the actual physical book too. So I did buy one too. A lot of people are redoing these books as well. They're like reprinting them. So they're very, very reasonable. I mean, one of the books here I paid $2 for. So, I mean, it was really, they're not very popular in the book world, but for us wet shavers, they're a must have. So there are many of them, and I'm going to go over a few, starting with some older books, and then we're going to go into a modern book, and we'll talk about some catalogs and stuff and some different books next week, because there's so many of them, I didn't have enough time to actually go over them. So the first book is The Inventor of Disposable Culture, King Camp Gillette, 1855 to 1932 by Tim Dowling. Now, this is an extremely short book. It's about 90 pages. Now, I have it in front of me, too. But by the way, guys, and excuse me for the fading in and out, because I'm actually grabbing the book from the side of my desk here. But if you think about it, like books, I've actually read these books, okay? And they're not very hard to read. They're very easily read. And they're very short, too, which is good. All right, sorry, I found it right here. Okay, so this book is actually 95 pages, okay? So it's an easy read. And it really is based on Gillette's life, on what he started out as a traveling salesman and all that good stuff, how many failed patents and everything else he had, everything he did that didn't work, all the way to the inception of the razor, right? All the way up to when he started coming out with the razors and everything in the beginning of the company. Really, really awesome book to read. Now, if everybody knows about King Camp Gillette, they also know that he's also an author. Didn't bring his books involved in this because they aren't on wet shaving, but they are on actual pretty cool concepts. We'll talk about that in the future as well. The next book on the list would be The Man and His Wonderful Shaving Device, King C. Gillette by Russell Adams. Now, this book is a little bit of a larger book. Now, we're going to talk about, and let me just grab it here. Sorry, guys. This book's about, let's see how many pages it is. It is roughly 300 pages, a little bit less, right? And this book is more about, more in detail about Gillette's history and the evolution of the company. So it's a little bit more than The Inventor of the Disposable Culture, which that book really features King Camp Gillette, everything he's done, and what he's done to the industry of making disposable products. For example, the bottle cap story, if you guys have heard that, Gillette was actually, that's where he got the idea for the razor, was with the disposable blades, was from disposable bottle caps from when they started going to that. He actually worked for that company. But this book is really more about the history of Gillette and what he's gone through, and also, not only that, but also the evolution of the company. So it's a really cool book, The Man and His Wonderful Shaving Device. This book I picked up for $2 on Amazon. It's an old library book. It's not in the greatest condition, but everything you can do is read. You can, I mean, all I'm doing is reading it, so I'm not collecting it or anything like that. It's a great book. So yeah, The Man and His Wonderful Shaving Device by King C. Gillette. It's King C. Gillette's in the title, by Russell Adams. Cutting Edge is another book, Gillette's Journey to Global Leadership by Gordon McKibber. Now, this is an extremely well-written book about the history of Gillette and how it forever changed the way people shave, and how disposable life has started in the United States and in the world, and now how it is today. This book's a little bit more modern. It's not as old, but it's also more involved in the financials of Gillette and what they did and how they expanded, purchases and stuff like that. Awesome book. Really, how Gillette came from one little company making prototypes to becoming a global leader in industry and a huge company. So this is more detail on financials, and definitely an interesting book. A larger book, is about 300 pages as well. Now, we also have Leisure Guy's Guide to Gourmet Shaving. Shaving made enjoyable by Michael Hamm. Now, Michael Hamm is still a blog writer. He's still very active in the wet shaving community. This is his actual book. It's a relatively short book, about 85, 90 pages, I think. And it's got a real more, it's more of a modern approach to, by a popular blog writer. So basically, if you're looking at it like this, Leisure Guy is a blog writer, very, very popular, very good writer as well, I might add. It's a very well-written book, and I love reading his content. And this book is basically on how we do it today, you know, how we would start, and how he's basically teaching the modern gentlemen and ladies how to shave with the old fashioned stuff, right? So this isn't an old book saying, oh, this is how you shave. This is when it was actually current. This is a book when it's not current and you're going back to those old ways of shaving. So very easy to read, very easy to understand. Some really, great concepts in there. It's just a great book altogether. Very easy to, you could read the book basically in one day if you really sat there and read it. And read it a couple times. It's really cool. So it goes over basically how to shave, how to use a brush and everything like that. Really awesome. So Michael, if you're listening, thank you very much for that book, because I do refer a lot of people to it. And I actually read it a few times myself. And now my favorite one. Now, this is for the straight razor crowd, guys. This is a book that you got to have. This book's over 100 years old. In fact, it's 113 years old. All right. The author is unknown. Can't find the author. I don't know who the author is. I've looked it up. Everywhere I see it says unknown, but we'll talk about, the book itself. It's called Shaving Made Easy, The Man Who Shaves Ought to Know. This book's all about how to shave with a straight razor, right? And it shows you how to maintain it with a strop, hone the razor, and all that other good stuff, right? Really, really works. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you read it, it is a little difficult to read because it is an older English style. So, there are a lot of words in there that are paired that don't really pair with words today or way people talk back then. Believe it or not, in the last 100 years have changed a lot. And so it takes a few minutes to read it a little different. And sometimes I question the grammar in the book, but I got to remember that that's the way that people used to write back then. So, it's a different book. Great book on the concept of honing stropping. I've used a lot of references to this book. Now, I have this book as an ebook, but I just recently found out that I could get it, a used copy of it on eBay. So I just bought it actually when I was doing the show, and it was only like $8. So guys, these books are not expensive if you're looking for an actual paperback book or hardcover book. You can get these books I got for under $10 each. So, this is a really good value if you're looking for something to read and just something else, another step in the journey of wet shaving is reading the books and having them. And they look really cool on the bookshelf too when people ask about, oh, wow, what's this? And then you get into the story of shaving, and then you show them you shaved then or all your stuff, and it just goes into a long, weird conversation. Anyway, that's another story. So, yeah, guys, these are the books that we're going to go over that we've gone over this week. I have some more. We're going to go over some books for the collector, collecting books and stuff like that next week. I have a couple of those as well. Just would take too much time. So I really didn't want to get too involved in it this week. But next week, we will definitely talk about it. So, guys, remember, reading books, I don't have a saying for that, so I'm not going to get into it. Sorry about that, guys. All right, so the training tip of the week. Using a sponge while straight razor shaving. Now, a lot of people are probably saying, what are you talking about? So there's a way to use a sponge. And first off, I have to show you this video that I've embedded in the show notes. It's an old video from back when I actually started wet shaving. I didn't do the video. It's another gentleman that has been, it was his wet shaving 30th anniversary video. Now, he's been shaving with a straight razor for 30 years. Great setup, great technique and everything. He uses a sponge, wets the sponge, puts it in the sink, and then just wipes the razor off of cream and hair into the sponge, and then washes and rinses the sponge out when he's finished. Now, at first, I was like, what kind of concept is that? Let me try. Because I used to just basically just run the water, run my razor under the faucet, and let it rinse off. But then I was thinking about why this guy does this and why it's such a good idea. Okay, first off, when you rinse your razor... you have the chance, you take a chance of chipping the blade by hitting the faucet or dropping it, right? It's happened. I've seen it happen. If you look on YouTube and videos, some guys have done it live. They've done it many times. Everybody's chipped their razor or hit something on the faucet. So right there, and then you eliminate that problem, right? Also, getting the razor wet. Now, I love a wet, hot straight razor, right? I like it when it's soaked and wet. But if you think about it, if you shave without using water and just keep the lather really, a good lather and just wipe it off on the blade, you're eliminating almost 100% the chance for rust and the cleanup afterwards. You know how we have to oil our razors, make sure we have them dried out perfectly, or else the next day, if it's a carbon steel blade, it's going to rust. It's going to have rust all over it. So I was thinking about that too, and great concept. So now this guy does this with the sponge. He doesn't have to really hose his razor off when he's done with the sink, right? He just has to wipe it clean, maybe a spray of oil here and there, and doesn't have to worry about rust at all. And another thing, it's just this video is very, very relaxing to watch. If you watch it, if you're into watching YouTube videos, and you haven't seen this video yet, you're missing out, because this video, I've watched this video probably 20 or 30 times. I used to actually watch it when I was in college and just keep it up and just relax me so I can calm down a little bit when I was studying for a test. And I would watch it and take 10 minutes, 15 minute break. And it would just kind of like get me into Zen mode to where I can go back and start absorbing content from my textbooks or something. And now, even though I study often for my my wine exams and my spirit exams, I still watch the video and listen and do the same thing. So, I mean, it really does work, guys. I'm really sorry I haven't shared this sooner. But, this is an older video. It's about 8 years old. You can't miss it. So I left the show notes. I left the video embedded. Watch the video. Check it out. And here's here's the contest for the week. All I want you to do is say, watch the video and just say what he's doing right and what you feel he's doing wrong. Right? That's it. Just you send me a short email after you watch the video with a couple of bullet points. What you feel, what makes you really like this video or dislike the video, right? And you'll win, and you'll be entered in the contest to win a Ginger's Garden soap. Okay, guys? So that's the secret question of the week. Answer that question via email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Watch this video and tell me what you feel is good and bad in it. And then I'm gonna go over the results on the show. All right? So guys, moving right along, we're going to talk about some product review. We're going to talk about Barrister & Mann. Now, Barrister & Mann is a kind of a one-man shop, too. You have Will from Barrister & Mann coming out with these scents, right? And he's using some really good soap bases, right? Tallow-based soaps, great lathering. If you haven't tried Barrister & Mann, I do highly recommend trying it. It is one of the leaders in the wet shaving artisan movement, right, in the world. Great stuff. Great company, right? So here's a couple things that I like about, first off, the company. First off, the scents are awesome. Okay, he comes out with some new scents, quarterly, monthly. Sometimes he'll throw out a curveball and just out of nowhere, new scents from Barrister & Mann. Awesome. You can't beat it. It's great stuff. I mean, we've gone from Hallows, which is like damp, like old Halloween type scents, to Awesome Town, which is like passion fruit, or Pastaflora, which is another like passion fruit based musky type soap. These soaps are awesome. It just takes these scents and just runs with it. So definitely awesome scents from Barrister & Mann. Organized release schedule. Their release schedule is organized. You know to the day when they're coming out with it and how long he's going to be making the soap. So if it's a release schedule for something that's limited, a seasonal, he said, okay, I'll be making it for 1 month and I'll stop making it there. And once it's sold out, right? It's one of the leaders in wet shaving performance. What I mean by that is like when you lather a Barrister & Mann soap, it's a harder soap that lathers like crazy. The lather is smooth. The lather is clean. The lather is very fluffy. It's very, very moisturizing to the skin. Fun to shave with. Fun to use. Great scent. Again, I can't emphasize the scent on the aftershave as well. They last all day. So I would say awesome in performance on both scents, aftershaves and soaps. So what kind of soaps are coming out? What do they have coming? Well, they have seasonal soaps that are very popular. If you guys have never tried Hallows is a soap that came out for a couple of years. It was took a year off last year, and it's coming back this year, hopefully. And it's just like something when you smell it, it smells like Halloween, smells like fall, right? He's got a couple other great scents coming out. Now, another couple things will come out. I think Rome just came out. That's another one that smells like damp earth, like a summery type spring scent. And when you smell this soap, it just brings you back like, oh, I feel like I'm in like a garden or something like that. So one, Will, you're doing a great job with scents. I have to say, awesome job there. Two, one thing that I will say that I'd like to see from Barrister & Mann would be more along the lines of more limited like one-offs, something like that. Like, here's out of nowhere. Here's like a screwball or something like that. Here's something that you haven't seen yet or something else. Because I know they're going to come, they come up sporadically, and that stuff that just makes everybody go crazy, makes me go crazy too. And I just go nuts. So that's something I'd like to see too about him as well. If you have any, you know, good Barrister Man stories, or if you have a product of theirs that you'd like to talk about, also send me an email. That, and that's with any real artisan if you do. If you have an artisan that you really like and you want to know why, send an email. We'll put that in for a contest too. I'll put that in as well because I like to share those kind of stories of artisan, you know, those kind of products that you like, that you talk to the owner, stuff like that. I mean, this is a really small company. Will is very easy to get a hold of. You'd send him an email on the site. He'll get back to you, you know, shortly and answer all your questions. So it's, I mean, that's what I like about this whole wet shaving world. It's just, you could just call. If you don't like something, why even bother posting it? Just go right to the guy. Right to the person that makes it, you know? I know I'm going off subject, but, you know, Barrister Man, we salute you this week. Great products, great items you have. I'll be definitely reviewing some new stuff coming up in the future. Once Rome comes back out, I'm going to try and get myself a puck because that was really interesting and sold out really fast. So that's just something that I'm taking a look at as well. So, Barrister Man, we salute you. Thank you very much. All right, guys, and you heard the giveaway. The giveaway is the question that we've talked about before. I only said it once, and that's all I'm going to say. So make sure you email me, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com, to enter for a chance to win a rosemary lemongrass shaving soap by Ginger's Garden. That's right. Sponsored by ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, which is my blog site. How do you win? I already said how to win. Send me an email. That's it. That's all we do. Winner to last week's contest is Bob Palmer. Bob Palmer was very nice to share this barbershop picture, something in his local town. And he lives in a smaller town where he says there's a lot of pizzerias and stuff, but one barbershop that you have to hit up, Valley View Barbershop and Style. So check it out, guys. I have the image on the show notes. And thank you very much, Bob, for participating. And look out for that email I just sent you and send me your address so I can get this Florida aftershave, the Florida water from Florida, coming to you right away so you can get that. So, guys, that's it with the show for this week. What's coming up in the cast? We'll be talking about some more stuff coming up, more books. I have another product to review next month, so we'll be talking about that as well, and that's still in the works, so that's why I haven't mentioned it yet. Our next show will be coming up in 2 weeks. It will be, I'm sorry, but the date is off here. It'll be 2 Mondays from now. My calendar is all messed up. I'm sorry, guys. It will be on the 19th of March. That's right, guys. The 19th of March, we will have our next show. And I look forward to seeing you all then. Remember that Sharpologist is... I'm messing up today, bad. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the What Shaving community and for helping us out with the platform and all that he does for the podcast. And most of all, guys, you, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast. So don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. Feel free to contact me at any time. As you know, the same email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And subscribe to my YouTube channel for some videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. Be coming up some more stuff as that in the future as well. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or donating some samples or anything you'd like to do as a vendor, please contact me via email. All right, guys, until next time. Shave straight and shave safe, and happy, happy shaving, guys. Thank you.